Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. And we bring in the great Steve Forbes, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. His most recent book is Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. Welcome back, Steve. Appreciate you doing this.
Good to be with you.
Steve, a couple things I want to talk about. Just let me begin with this whole business that the Biden administration is doing the best it can to tie Israel's hands. And they sent Secretary of State Blinken, goes back to Jerusalem and meets with the war cabinet and basically tells them, don't unleash. You know, the goal should be to protect civilians, not to annihilate Hamas. And I think this is a gigantic mistake, but it's typical of the Biden administration, and I wonder what your thoughts were on this.
Well, what we see unfolding with that and other policies they pursued around the world is really, Larry, a slow-moving train wreck. Hamas, and we've discussed this on your TV show, they are worse than the Nazis. The Nazis knew that the violence they're perpetrating against the Jewish populations was criminal and wrong, which is why they tried to hide it. Even during the war, they tried to hide it, destroy the camps when the Allies came. These people, Hamas and others, they are out there open about trying to annihilate Israel, trying to annihilate the Jews. And if this administration does not take seriously Iran saying they're going to annihilate Israel, they just think, oh, that's rhetoric. So whether it's Taiwan, South Korea, Israel, Ukraine, they're tied together. The bad guys in the world feel that we're in retreat. We don't have a stomach to stand up for the free world. And what we're doing in Israel borders on criminal. They should be supporting Israel. Instead, they say, we won't give you the weapons you need to do the job if you don't do our dictates. It is just absolutely, let me just say, Putin and Xi Jinping almost seem to be designing this policy by the Biden administration in terms of what's happening in Gaza.
Yes. I mean, I'll read you a leak from this meeting with Blinken and the Israeli war cabinet. Blinken, you can't operate in southern Gaza in the way you did in the north. There are 2 million Palestinians there. You need to evacuate fewer people from their homes, be more accurate in the attacks, not hit UN facilities, and ensure that there are not protected areas for civilians. And if not, then not to attack where there's a civilian population, blah, 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 blah. And then the defense minister, Yoav Gallant, the entire Israeli society is united behind the goal of dismantling Hamas, even if it take months. And then Blinken says, Steve, I don't think you have the credit for that, really. And then John Kirby, the White House NSC spokesman, we don't support southern operations unless or until the Israelis can show that they've accounted for all the internally displaced people of Gaza. I mean, really? We're going to have war without casualties after what Hamas did on October 7th and many other times historically? I mean, whose side are they on?
They're on the side of, we can negotiate anything. There looks like what Blinken said in that meeting could have been written by the Palestinians' talking points, the terrorist talking points, could have been written in Tehran. And it's just an outrage that so they're not so the, and the idea, oh, don't do anything that might hurt civilians. That's what Hamas does. We know where they put their headquarters in that hospital. We know what they've done in the tunnels. We know what they've done with the hostages. And so what they are doing is just saying to Hamas, as long as you keep hostages and put yourself operations under civilian shields, you're going to be safe to perpetrate more terrorist attack. And don't you believe that Hezbollah is not looking at that, that the Syrians aren't looking at that, the Iranians aren't looking at that, the Chinese and the Russians? What they see is weakness. And when you have weakness, you get trouble, big trouble. That's how we stumbled into World War One. That's how we stumbled into World War Two. And so that's why I just love the stock market doing well, Larry, but I just see this trouble out there of a weak administration begetting a potentially disastrous situation. I can't wait for these elections next year.
Yes, well, ditto. Amen to that. You know, the other thing is all the reports have been that in the course of negotiating so-called temporary ceasefire and hostage return. I mean, everybody wants the hostages to return, sure, but lots and lots of rumors and, frankly, evidence statements that Blinken is involved and the CIA director Burns with the Qataris and the Egyptians to have a permanent truce. I mean, to stop the war. So that Israel's job is not done, and we'll go through this whole thing all over again. Hamas will survive. They'll still be in parts of the southern Gaza, and they'll attack Israel again. I mean, a permanent truce is exactly the wrong thing. The job is not yet done by Israel.
And there's no such thing as a permanent truce in that war. Hmm. And all it is just a truce for the next round of warfare. And so do the job now, and send a message to the world. You do something horrific, you are going to pay for it. And that's why I'm delighted the Israelis, I don't know who they leaked it to, but I'm delighted they made clear whether these Hamas leaders are in Turkey, Syria, wherever they go, they're going to be hunted down. You do certain things, you will pay the price. That was the whole point of creating Israel, to know that the Jewish people are going to have a homeland. And they're going to make sure that if they're attacked, the enemies are going to be pursued around the world. That's what they did after the Munich slaughter of the Israeli athletes in 72. Virtually every terrorist involved in that operation was hunted down successfully. And that's what you have to do. If you want a safe, sane world where you can have prosperity, you can have freedom, opportunity to get ahead, you got to snip this barbarism, Nazism modernized, in the bud.
Yeah, I mean, the other side of this remains, Steve Forbes, that Iran and its proxies continue to attack U.S. military assets in the Middle East, and the Biden administration essentially does nothing about it. And so that's the appeasement issue that you and I were talking about on the TV show, and so far nothing has changed. Pinpricks, that's all the Bidens have done. They haven't taken out oil fields or training centers in Iran. No shots across the Iranian bow. And again, this seems to me to project American weakness. I mean, this is not only about Israel, right? They're at war with the United States. I just don't know if the Bidens understand that.
They don't. And what they're doing is a caricature of appeasement. That negotiation for negotiation's sake. They seem to have this idea that the world is sort of a version of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, where if you just get together and talk, everything will be well. And they can't shed the illusions that they hold about the world, which is why when reality kicks in, whether it was the seizure of Crimea in 2014 by Putin, other acts of aggression, moving into Syria, Obama's fake red lines and the like, you get worse and worse reactions. And it looks like their foreign policy is written out of Beijing and Tehran and Moscow. Mm. Really perverse permanent truce. No, it guarantees permanent terror and permanent decline of civilization.
And I don't think these Gulf state Arab countries, I don't think they're in love with Iran at all. But the problem,
you know that, and that's why they focus, Larry, on Qatar, Qatar, whatever you want to call the place, because the other Gulf states, they want Hamas destroyed behind the scenes. The Egyptians don't want a bunch of Gazans coming into their country. But make no mistake, they don't like the Muslim Brotherhood, which is what Hamas is an offshoot of, going back to the 1920s. They don't want that. The Saudis don't want it. You know, in public, they worry about the streets, so they keep silent and do the usual noises about, you know, permanent truces and stuff like that. But behind the scenes, they want Hamas destroyed. They want a reassurance that they're aligned with the U.S., they're not going to be destroyed. Right now, the message we're sending is the old adage, you don't want to be an enemy of the United States, but worse is being an ally of the United States. Not a good situation.
No, no. See, that's a key point. They're watching us, watching the U.S. government here, the Biden administration, and they're not seeing any strength. So that puts the other Arab countries in a very difficult and delicate position. And so they're going to lose confidence at some point. I mean, the Bidens should just stand aside, step away, let the IDF do what the IDF's going to do. I call it let Israel be Israel, let the IDF be the IDF, and get the job done once and for all.
And the amazing thing is the Israelis go out of their way to avoid civilian casualties.
Right.
They take casualties to try to avoid civilian casualties. And instead of being praised for that, trying to fight an impossible war with people who use civilians as human shields, instead of being praised for trying to avoid civilian casualties, they get criticized. You fight back. Oh, you're naughty. And another thing, in terms of looking at the world, don't think Asian nations are looking. Do we have to make appeasement peace with China because the U.S. is no longer reliable? We're just creating a very, very dangerous and unsafe world by what we're doing now in the Middle East. The whole world's watching.
Steve, let's take a quick break. I want to come back on the other side of the break, and I want to talk about this defense conference out at the Reagan Library. And I want to talk about something you told me on the TV show this past week. We're going to have to spend much more money on defense in order to deal with the problems of the day, but we're going to have to grow the economy the way Reagan did in order to have those resources. It was a terrific insight you had. Folks, we're talking with the great Steve Forbes, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. His most recent book is Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. I'm Kudlow. We'll be back with Forbes. Please stay with us.
Larry Kudlow.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license.
If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're talking with the great Steve Forbes, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. And his most recent book is Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. Steve, when you came on the TV show, we briefly talked about the need to build up American defenses. I don't know exactly what the numbers are, but I think we're less than 3% of GDP for defense spending. We probably should be double that,
particularly right,
given the threats that you've outlined this morning on the radio. And your response, which was very insightful, yes, absolutely, we're going to have to allocate more to defense, but we're going to have to grow more rapidly to do it. And I would just add, not only do I agree with that, not only is that a Reagan-esque point of view, but we've only been growing less than 2%, really. I think it's like 1.8% the last nearly 25 years, and that's not going to do it. So we need strength at home to give us strength abroad.
Well, that's right, and that's another example of the bankruptcy of this whole Biden policy, which, by the way, on Iran, nuclear power, we don't want that. And by the way, the Obama administration, Larry, was very comfortable with the idea of Iran dominating the Middle East, which is just shocking. But in terms of the American economy, this is one reason why people feel so anxious about the future. These people don't know how to create the conditions for economic growth, creativity, opportunity, more advances that enhance our quality of life and provide for our defense in this crazy world. And so it's very simple. You reduce tax rates so people can have focus on doing investments for the future. A stable dollar so you don't have to hedge everywhere, which is a cost and means less investment in the future. Less regulation. Starting, unfortunately, it looks like the whole EV thing, electronic vehicle thing, is collapsing on its own because people just don't want them. General Motors is facing, even though it's flush with cash right now, they're having a big stock buyback. They look at a future where if it's EVs, they go broke. Ford, as you know, lost $60,000 in each electronic vehicle they sold in the third quarter. So it's these bankrupt policies have to be reversed. So if you have stable dollar, low tax rates, i.e. a flat tax, that would be the best of things. Removing all these idiot regulations that stand in the way of people getting ahead, by golly, you would see this country prosper. Not only would that provide resources for defense, but also be a model for the rest of the world, as we saw in the 80s, to get their act together. After the Reagan tax cuts, as you know, 50 countries enacted in the next few years after that their own substantial tax cuts, and the world blossomed.
Yes, well said, well put. The defense guys, I think defense experts, have got to come to grips with this, that the two are linked. The economic growth formula is linked to building up our defense, which would give us strength around the world again. I'm not sure they're there, but I think that's a theme that has to be emphasized again and again. I think it has to be emphasized among Republicans in Congress, and I think it has to be emphasized among Republicans, you know, inside the defense establishment. I had interviewed Bill Hemmer.
Get rid of this climate change stuff, you know, in terms of the military and woke stuff. Focus on getting a real military. Start with the Marines. Thankfully, it didn't go whole hog for this crazy stuff. But you got to, and our military leaders, maybe we need a whole new bunch who recognize prosperous economy means a strong military. You can't have one without the other.
Actually, you know, your point about the climate change and the war against fossil fuels. I mean, fossil fuels and nuclear, very important for the next 50 years or longer in order to power the economy and power the military. What the Bidens are doing is, you know, trying to rule out fossil fuels. They won't touch nuclear because it's politically incorrect. But those are key points. I mean, probably for the next century. And it affects us at home, but it also affects our military.
That's right. And the thing, too, about energy, just take the whole energy sector, which is a huge consumer of energy. The cloud, for example, now consumes more than twice as much energy as the entire nation of Japan. Third largest economy in the world. Technology today in the cloud absorbs twice as much electricity as Japan does. So there's huge appetite out there for energy. We need every source possible, and we can produce it cheaply here. The whole drilling revolution, the whole fracking revolution came because of technological advances, and that's what we want. Natural gas is a clean fuel. If they stop mucking around on the putting all these barriers up on nuclear, then we've seen that can be safe and it doesn't pollute the environment. Hello.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's such a key point. Steve, what's the economy look like to you right now?
I think it's amazing how resilient this economy is, which means that if we pursue the right policies, it's going to be a wondrous thing to behold. But there are real headwinds out there. We see it in people, especially lower-income people, the ones who benefited most from the tax cuts that you helped shepherd through in the Trump years in Congress. Those stand to be jeopardized in 2025. So you have really people in upper incomes doing okay overall, but lower incomes, they're the ones that get smashed hardest by the kind of environment we have today, where interest rates have soared and job wage growth is not, despite what Gavin Newsom says, is not growing. I love how he said with a straight face, Larry, that working people in California pay less taxes than they do in Florida or Texas. I mean, yeah, right. And the sun sets in the morning, not in the evening. I mean,
well, we looked at the California progressive tax structure. So you earn $40,000-$50,000 a year, you're going to pay 6% tax rate. 6% is not nothing. But if you live in Florida, you pay zero. And I maintain that zero is lower than six. Look,
and the one thing in that thing that Hannity put up, the one area where California has a slight advantage in the property tax rates, 0.75 average versus 0.91. Then when you account for how housing is artificially so much more expensive in California, you're going to pay less property tax in Florida because you don't have to pay three times as much for a house as you do in California. So they lose everywhere.
I mean, that debate is apocryphal. That debate should be a leading indicator of the presidential debate. Red yes. versus blue, you know, taxes and regulations versus no taxes and regulations. I mean, that's the way that should. I mean, I give Hannity a lot of credit for that. I'm sorry Gavin Newsom decided to sort of fib his way through it. But I thought DeSantis did pretty well making his points. But that's, you know, you've got a clear divide. But look, we've got to set growth targets, Steve, 3-4%, yes. I think, which means.
And it's doable.
Yes, I mean, we've seen it done.
Yeah. And as you've pointed out in the past, if you have 3.5% growth rates, guess what happens to those things like Social Security and Medicare, those so-called entitlements? Suddenly you've got a lot of time to get new policies in for on Social Security for younger people. And you don't have to take anything away from those who are on Social Security or about to go on Social Security. I wish these candidates would get off the idea, oh, we must raise the retirement. People don't like to have things taken away from them. And you don't have to take things away from them. On Social Security.
Yeah,
so I wish the GOP would stop acting like dentists who don't give you anesthesia when they do root canal.
Root canal without Novocaine. Steve Forbes, chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. Folks, you can still buy this book, Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. Steve, thank you ever so much for
your
time.
Thank you, Larry.
Appreciate it very much. Folks, we're going to take a break. On the other side of the break, political analyst and consultant Roger Stone. We're going to talk about the state of the race. We're going to talk about whether Robert Menendez should have been tossed out of the Senate since they got rid of the Republican. I'm Kudlow.